Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Cantonese, Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 18, Getting Around Hong Kong. Hello, and welcome to the Lower Beginner Series at CantoneseClass101.com. This is Season 1, Lesson 18, Getting Around Hong Kong. I'm Eric.
大家好, and I'm Teddy.
In this lesson, you'll learn about loanwords in Cantonese. Loanwords are words borrowed from another language and incorporated into Cantonese.
The conversation takes place on the street.
It's between two friends, Jane and Wendy.
And as usual, the speakers will be using casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Do you have a bus to go to the
hotel? I'd rather
take a taxi. Why?
I bought some cheese, very heavy.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
有冇巴士翻酒店？
不如搭的士。
点解啊？
买咗啲芝士。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
有冇巴士翻酒店?
Is there a bus that can take us back to the hotel?
不如搭的士。
Let's take a taxi.
点解啊?
Why is that?
买咗啲芝士好重。
The cheese we bought is very heavy.I found that catching a taxi is very common and easy in Hong Kong. Hundreds of taxis seem to be on the road day and night.
That's true, but keep in mind that they may all be full during rush hour.
When do you find it hardest to catch a taxi?
In the morning, when everyone is rushing to the office around 8:30, and between 3:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon.
Is that because kids are getting off school at that time in the afternoon?
The main reason is that most...Taxi drivers change their shifts at that time. Many of them cover their meters with a sign, a signal indicating that they are not in service.
I see. Can you call ahead for a taxi during the rush hours?
Yes, they'll tell you how long you have to wait. Sometimes during rush hour or in remote areas, people may offer $10 or $20 more to entice a driver into providing service.
That's good to know. Okay.Now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
重
heavy.
重重
Next,
有冇
Do you have, is, are there any?
有冇有冇
Next,
巴士
bus.
巴士巴士
Next,
翻
To return.
翻翻
Next.
酒店
Hotel.
酒店酒店
Next.
不如
How about? Why not?
不如不如
Next.
的士
Taxi.
的士的士
And last.
芝士
Cheese.
芝士芝士
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
有冇
What can you tell us about this phrase?
It's an expression asking whether there is something or not. 有 means to have, and 冇 means to not have.
In English, we'll ask, is there any such and such?
Yes, and in Cantonese, we'll ask, 有冇 such and such.
So how would you say, I have no money?
我冇钱。
So in the dialogue, Wendy asked if there was a bus.
有冇巴士。
How about, are there any taxis?
有冇的士。
So has not becomes a question phrase.
Right, combining 有 and 冇 together forms a question. 有冇？有冇钱？
Do you have any money?
有冇人？
Is there a person?
Right, this is a very useful phrase. 有冇？
Okay, what's the next phrase you want to teach us?
It's another useful phrase for when you want to make a suggestion. It's 不如。
In the dialogue, Jane suggests, how about taking a taxi?
不如搭的士。But means no or not, and 如 means if. Together, they indicate a suggestion.
Okay, how do you suggest, how about taking a bus?
不如搭巴士。
How about learning Cantonese?
不如学广东话。
Great! How about you repeat the word for our listeners again? Listeners, repeat after Teddy.
不如不如
Excellent. Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time.
In this lesson, you'll learn some common loanwords in Hong Kong.
In the dialogue, we have already seen three of them. 巴士、的士、and 芝士。
These are bus, taxi, and cheese.
Right. When Hong Kong was a British colony, many English words were used by local Chinese. Each syllable in the words was replaced by a character that could be written in Chinese and read by local people.
Are these loanwords still commonly used nowadays?
Yes. For many, you can simply guess what they mean in English.
Great. Let's try a few.
Okay. How about order? Order.
Order?
Right. Now, how about 多士?
Hmm.
多士. 多士. Okay, let me say it faster. 多士.
Toast.
Excellent. Okay, one more. 士多.
Hmm, is it another food?
No, it's a place. 士多.
Store.
Good. If you listen carefully, you may hear a lot of loanwords during conversations in Hong Kong.
Teddy, please give us another example.
Okay. A lot of food was originally introduced by the Western world. Therefore, the names of foods will be similar to their original foreign name. Let's see. Try this one. It's a kind of fruit. 士多啤梨.
This one, we'll let our listeners guess.
士多啤梨.
Listeners, repeat after Teddy, then you can guess it.
士多啤梨.
You can find the answer and other examples in the lesson notes. And we'll use a few more loanwords in our next lesson. You may also be able to guess those too.
Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult and interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you can learn proper pronunciation
while you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today.
And that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
下次見。
有冇巴士翻酒店？
不如搭的士。
點解啊？
買咗啲芝士好重。